If you think you're hearing some whistling, no, it's not your imagination. It's Kevin Shortsleeve trying out one of the oldest musical instruments in the world.
Should it be any wonder that children love whistles? Whistles are happy. They fit neatly in little hands and little pockets, and they endow their bearer with a disproportionate ability to be heard, loud and clear. The popularity of the whistle goes back, way, way back. In fact, along with the drum, simple wind instruments are among the earliest man-made musical devices. In 1995, in Slovenia, archaeologist Ivan Turk unearthed what many believe is the oldest wind instrument ever found. Carbon dated at 43,000 to 82,000 years old, this hollow cave bear femur bone segment is cut with a line of four holes that, amazingly, correspond with four notes of the do-re-mi scale. What is most surprising and controversial about this find is that it was discovered in the cave of a seemingly whimsical Neanderthal man. Because Neanderthals were not supposed to be artistic in any way, the discovery set off a lot of bells and whistles. Some experts contend that the bear bone is actually not man-made, but is the result of natural causes, such as a marvelously straight set of identical teeth having bitten into the bone. Solving that riddle is almost as hard as saying whistle for a thistle sifter. The oldest whistle proper, that is, a wind instrument with only one hole, is also made from bone, is 10,000 years old, and sits in the Pitt River Museum at Oxford. Whistles and flutes have been around pretty much ever since then. The first major innovation, as far as children were concerned, came in 1843, when Robert Clark of England made the first tin whistle. Legend has it, Clark charged 1 cent for the toy, and that's where the name penny whistle comes from. In the 20th century, whistles were mass-produced and appeared to be in cahoots with every pop culture marketing plan that came down the turnpike. There was the Tom Mix sliding whistle, the Sergeant Preston of the Yukon whistle, the Roy Rogers gold badge with a whistle, and the Cracker Jack flashlight Acme whistle toy. There was even a dragnet whistle. And who could forget the H.J. Heinz 57 pickle whistle, or the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile whistle? And here, at the University of Florida, where these programs are produced, we have our own special whistle. Home to the Gator football team, our whistle is made out of green plastic, and is appropriately shaped like a gator. And it even sounds like a gator. Who knows where it'll turn up in another 10,000 years? Someone in some museum will try it out, and be surprised to hear this.